I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Rob, you see the Tigers last night? Go ahead and say it. I know you saw the Tigers last night. I want you to go ahead and say.
I watched the entire second half of Missouri versus Kentucky. I might kick Kentucky out of my blue blood crew, but
wow, they're kicked out.
I mean,
how can you be kicked out?
They might not make the tournament. They're not.
There's no might not make the tournament. Kentucky is not making the NCAA tournament. But still, give Mizzou credit.
I don't mean to diminish Missouri's win. That's a really good win on the road against a team that they've never won in Rupp before. Like, if you want to be an NCAA tournament team, which Missouri has aspirations of being, you have to go win at Rupp. Even though that team is down, there is a lure still to winning there. Similar to how last year's Kansas team was bad, you still have to go there and win. That's a really good win for the Tigers, but Kentucky is way, very expensive roster, way down.
Oh, no, for sure. I will never apologize about going on the road and winning at Rupp Arena. No, this is not Calipari's. This is not Rick Pitino's Kentucky Wildcats. Going into that building and leaving with the win is still not an easy thing to do. This is a very different Missouri team. I'm not saying they would have beat Kansas. I'm not saying they would have beat Illinois. But I do think it's very obvious. Now that they have gotten Trent Pierce back, who is a starter for them and just gives them more length, and then Jaden Stone. Jaden Stone has been a massive improvement for them. They just needed another guy that could consistently score. And one of the problems I think that really hurt them against Kansas is, other than Mark Mitchell, they just couldn't generate enough offense from anybody else. So just over time, it just – Kansas was able to take advantage of that, and obviously we know how the game ended up. Man, now that they got Mitchell, who gave them 21 yesterday, you get Jaden Stone, who gives you 16, you got Trent Pierce, who can guard every position, can block shots, can get up and down the floor, there is a much more complete roster than they were 2 weeks ago. They got a chance to get back into the NCAA conversation. They got a lot of work to do because they don't have really any good non-con win. They got smoked by Kansas. They got smoked by Illinois. They just didn't beat anybody for the first 2 months of the season. But man, to kick this thing off, you beat Florida, you go on the road and beat Kentucky, you got a road game coming up on Saturday on the road against Ole Miss. Man, if you can wake up and you find yourself 3-0 coming back home to play Auburn, who's also been down this year, man, it is not crazy to think that Missouri can make the NCAA tournament this year. That should be the floor. You're in year four. You brought back a lot of talent from last year. Missouri has spent a lot of money on NIL and retaining talent. There's no reason for you to miss the tournament at this stage of your career if you are Dennis Gates, and that could keep your job, especially when you got the number one ranked point guard coming into Mizzou next year and the number three ranked small forward. Missouri has a good foundation building towards the future if they can turn this thing around in the short term.